As you walk down the road toward the bare trees at the end, keep an eye out for small mammals that may skitter across in front of you. Maybe you'll see a fowler's toad hopping out of the way. Perhaps a little quail will run out of the underbrush. The fields on your left, which once held a variety of crops, but they've now been restored by the Nature Conservancy with native grasses and rushes. And they provide food and shelter and other benefit while keeping the fields open for us so we may enjoy a darting dragonfly. Or perhaps you'll see an American goldfinch foraging among the grasses. And then as you look to your right, you'll see that trumpet vine and greenbrier are all over the place, and it looks like a crazy mess. But if you look at it from the point of view of a little quail hiding from a hungry, immature bald eagle, or a rabbit making a den, it's a wonderful shelter and a vital one. These dense thickets, which are created by the greenbrier, with its tough and thorny stems and its large and leathery leaves, are perfect for providing cover for all kinds of creatures. The gray catbird will build its nest among these vines, and occasionally so will the cedar waxwing. And the greenbrier's berries stay on the vine all winter long, and they feed all kinds of animals, from opossums to even a wood duck in a fix.